Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When did you go full psycho in a funny way? Kelly, why does this come up?
I was on TikTok yesterday, and this girl had a video that was like, I just saw the video of the girl who hid under her mattress. So this chick got into a fight with her boyfriend and pretended like she left and even made it look like she grabbed her keys and purse. But then she went back in the house and hid under the mattress so she could figure out what her boyfriend was going to say or who he would call. And there's even like a flash of once her boyfriend realized what she was doing, he was like, what the hell? So, yeah, she said, got into a fight. So I made it look like I left and hid under his bed for hours to see who he'd call. Well, this girl was cracking up. She's like, can't believe I just saw this video. And there's a comment section underneath of women who have gone full psycho in like the most hilarious ways ever. This girl says, I put my phone case on my boyfriend's phone and I thought he was cheating on me and went through it. All the while he was looking for his lost phone. Like, she put her phone case on his phone so he wouldn't think twice about the fact,
the fact that she's holding his phone. And
it's actually a little, I mean, that's full psycho, but it's pretty smart.
This one is hilarious. I made one ex a tuna fish sandwich, but I made the sandwich out of Fancy Feast. I watched him eat the whole thing.
that is psycho. Wow.
Yeah.
I was dating somebody long distance. This is another comment. I had Uber Eats send food to their house, and then I asked in the special request area for the delivery driver to send a picture of what cars were in the driveway. That's how she found out he was cheating. That's so good.
Wow.
That's so good. Wow. So I asked on our social media, what time did you go like full psycho, but you can tell people about it because it's funny.
Yeah, it's not a felony.
Yeah, I've told y'all before. I was dating this guy. It was long distance, and then I got a FaceTime phone call while he and I were getting ready to go to a soccer game. And it was this girl I'd never met. And she's like, I got your phone number. And I just want you to know he and I have been sleeping together essentially the whole time he and I had been dating. And I'd known him for a long time. So it was a bummer. I grabbed his keys and I threw him into like the park area that was kind of wooded and forest behind our apartment. And he was colorblind. So he couldn't find him.
Forever. Man, even if you weren't, that'd be hard.
Yeah. Do you think he's still there? Like just some bones just in the same clothes? Around.
Well, I went to the soccer game, so I would know. But I know for a fact he was long distance. So he had to call somebody from 2 hours away to drive and come pick him up with a spare set of keys.
Oh,
I think that's fair. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Think that
play dumb
fair.
Games.
Yeah.
Win dumb prizes.
Yeah. I had another guy that I dated for a little while who was really sweet. But I had this weird feeling that when I'd leave in the morning, he'd go through my stuff. And I told my coworkers on the old show I used to be on, and they were like, you should set up a trap and see if you can catch him. So I just put tape underneath like my nightstand and a couple of drawers that like there was no reason for him to be going in. And then I talked about how I'd set that trap up and how I was going to go home on air that day. And he texted me and told on himself. And I was like, where?
Because he knew he was busted.
Yeah. And he ended up telling me more places that he had looked through that I would have never known about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, man.
God.
Sucks.
And I've never been the snooper like that. I know a lot of people are prone to that. I don't go through other people's medicine cabinets and stuff like that when I go to somebody's houses.
No, but if you have a suspicion of somebody doing something directly to you, it's different. Like, I'm not either. If I go to somebody's house, like, I don't just randomly look through stuff because I'm that curious or nosy. But if I think somebody's doing something to me, now I'm nosy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, I dated a girl many, many, many years ago, decades ago at this point. But like I felt like something was going on and I went into full on detective mode and like sort of what you were doing, like, you know, tape on whatever, you know, that kind of like, all right, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm either going to be right or wrong, but I'm going to know one way or another.
I like this comment too, because this woman says, I broke up with my ex, but I saw the key to his place. So I would occasionally go in and move things around.
Just to mess with him.
Just to mess with him. Like, somebody's in here. This one, I poured a gallon of whole milk in his vents and turned the heat to 90 degrees before leaving.
That's dirty.
Gosh.
You better have really deserved it.
I was 100% convinced a long time ago that I was being cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that I was with said, oh, no, I can't do anything tonight. I'm going to be at work late. And I was like, oh boy, something's up.
Here it comes.
So I drove like 45 minutes and did all the nice boyfriend things. And I was like, I'm going to surprise her. I'm going to pick up dinner and take it to her house. And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to catch her cheating on me.
Yeah.
And then I got there and she wasn't there because she was
at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, when the insecurities grab hold.
Did you take it to work then?
No, I just left it at her house and sent her a text like, hey, I just left you dinner.
What if she wasn't at work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, this is I get it. I'm stupid.
I don't know how. I'm kind of impressed you were able to let go of your insecurities. Like, well, she's not here. She must not be having sex with that other guy.
I don't know.
Like, that's more evidence.
That could only happen at her own house.
Yes.
That's true.
She won't have sex with me at some other guy's house. Wait a minute.
There must have been a reason where I thought that was the final solution.
Steve's got a new therapy thing now. He's like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Serious.
This whole time I thought, she has to be at work.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was my first thought is, her house? You had to go see her at work, man. Yeah. Work. You got to make sure she's there. Hey, I wanted to bring you that casserole you love when you're working at Qdoba.
See you on Monday, Doc.
I asked this on social media, too, at FBHW show, and I love this one. Elizabeth said, I got into an argument with another student while I was in college. They were trying to tell me how to do my job, and so I decided that I would go to every junk magazine and online subscription and sign them up for these subscriptions, then went to the state fair 2 weeks later and visited all the tables with those sign-up sheets. So I signed her up for everything there, too. Oh, my God.
I bet that's a common one.
That's a super common one.
Because you can do it on the down low.
Now, we used to do that in junior high, like to bullies.
Yeah.
Because we were we weren't.
Yeah, bullies hate credit cards.
Yeah, well, we weren't going to challenge them to a fist fight. You know, the people that were hit you in the head with their class ring or whatever, and they were just jerks. So it's like, I know how I will get them back, though. I'm going to sign them up for this stuff, or I'll sign their parents up for stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I'm like, all right. Yeah, we had good times doing that.
Let's see. This one isn't a romantic relationship. It says, full psycho. At the time I was a restaurant manager, I just got done cleaning the walk-in cooler. I went back to grab something and blueberries were spilled all over the floor. I lost my GD mind, grabbed the blueberries, Spartan kicked the door open, and screamed, who spilled the effing blueberries? My staff never moved so quickly. They thought I was going to kill them. They all still make fun of me. And my friend, who in hindsight was the perpetrator, she laughs and reminds me by simply saying, blueberries, man, settle down.
I like this one. Kyler said, same thing, not relationship at all. The loud guy at the bar who didn't like me out loud said, I don't like John Bon Jovi. So naturally, I put $100 on the jukebox app and played every single song listed from Bon Jovi.
$100.
That's great. Man.
Worth it.
1-800-947-3979. When did you go a little psycho? This one. Try Icy Hot in the conditioner because my ex-girlfriend thought I was treating myself to an amusement park in the shower instead of having sex.
Wait, she put it in?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she thought that he, I guess because she thought he was using her conditioner to
slicken things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. My best friend and I put flour on top of his ceiling fan blades. So when he got home and turned the fan on, flour went everywhere.
Oh, wow. Really good. That would do it.
I like
you would
ones
never
that,
think, like, you're never going to check.
Yeah, the ones where you got to clean up afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, oh.
A few years ago, there was a video of this girl. She was moving out of the apartment she shared with her boyfriend because he was cheating on her. So she and her friends went around and just dumped glitter all of the vents so that when he turned it on, it would just
poof out,
blow the glitter out.
See, this is the kind of stuff that we did in college, not to be psychos, but just as pranks.
Just to be buttholes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We used to everybody on our dorm floor. It was my sophomore year. It was a co-ed dorm. And the things that we would do to one another, the worst one was the talcum powder under the door with a hairdryer. That was, in hindsight, that one was really bad. And
we all
had to help the girls clean up. They actually handled it quite well, but we went, oh, my God, this is so much worse than we thought it would be. We just heard about this and thought it would be hilarious.
It
was so bad.
Yeah, baby powder and anything like that. I like a couple of these, too. I filled the Keurig with white vinegar instead of water. That's what you could do at work for sure.
You do that to clean it.
Yeah, no,
but
it's good
to
clean it.
That's just mean, though.
Not, not good to leave it, though.
Right.
You turn it on, it's just like a hot salad.
This one, me and my ex, me and my ex-girlfriend both went a little psycho. She stole all the power cords to all of my electronic devices, so I changed the locks and moved her belongings to the yard. That'll do it.
This one, I put soap in his contact solution and listened to him complain about his eyes burning for about 2 weeks before he figured it out.
God, two weeks.
Man, that is...
You know, he was washing those things with all the OptiClear he could get, and then he'd put them back in, and then, it's the same! It's a deep burn! That's brutal. When did you go a little bit psycho? In a funny way. You share your story next. Ooh. Oh, wow. A crime's going to be confessed in the next segment by a Jimbo. A fun crime. I think we'll all enjoy it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.